right, you're here on Indie 100 with Deidre 100. And I wanted to get to Rico Smooth. And then I want to talk to everyone that sent in some comments and really fantastic messages. So I'm going to get to that in just a bit. I'm going to go ahead and... it's just a little piece of an interview. If you go to the Innovators on YouTube, Innovators do interviews, and check out the whole interview there if you want to know more about him. But Rico Too Smooth is basically, he's black, a Norteño Mexican, and Puerto Rican, and lives in Northern California. So quite a mix there, and that's why he goes by Rico. They called him Rican and Porto and all kind. He'll tell you in the interview. And he's been through quite a lot. Juvenile hall, jail, his brother's death, so many things. So let's give a little listen to Rico Too Smooth, and then I'm going to come back in with four different tracks, different collaborations with Rico Too Smooth, and kind of showcase Northern California and the rap scene up there. So here's a little bit from The Innovators site on YouTube. And you can check this interview out. Rico Too Smooth. I had another interview queued up, but he was a lot younger there. He was I think about like 16 years old, and he's older now. So let's give a little listen, and then we'll jump into his tracks. So here we are with Rico Too Smooth on the YouTube Innovators interview page.
I got Rico Too Smooth in the studio. How you doing, bro?
So my man, you know, I'm just cooling. I can't call it. You feel me? Take it in one step at a time.
I already know. First, I want to say it's a pleasure and a blessing to have you here. I appreciate you coming through today, for sure.
Yeah, my mom out the dribble. It's good. I appreciate the hospitality, my for real, for real.
Just to start off, let the people know exactly where you're from, where they can find you on social media.
Rico Too Smooth. You can find me up on social media on Instagram at official_RicoTooSmooth. I'm from Sacramento, California, for those who know. Niggas know.
Yeah. What part of Sac are you from exactly?
Oh, I'm from the west side, you feel me?
Okay.
It's a little small, compact, little neighborhood, you feel me?
Yeah.
Called Broderick.
Okay.
Me?
And then,
also called BRK, though, for
BRK?
Short. Yeah, BRK.
Is that for the B on your face? Is that what that's
for? Yeah, that's for the hood.
Okay.
Yeah, niggas be getting, you feel me, kind of confused and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, nigga, once they tell you, what's that shit stand for? That's for the hood, nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Nah, straight up.
Yeah.
How did you grow up? Were your parents around? Like, what was that like?
Shit. I always had my mom's, my pops, before I was even born and shit, my pops had went away for an attempted murder case.
Yeah.
He had got served 17 years. So that nigga was already gone all my life. I never even seen him. My mom said that she used to take me down to the county jail and shit before he got sent to the pen.
Yeah.
To visit blood. But other than that, I ain't never met him. You feel me? I mainly grew up with moms and shit.
Yeah. You don't remember like what he looked like or nothing?
Nah.
That's crazy. Do you ever like plan to meet, like reconcile your relationship or anything?
Well, shit. I seen him later on in the future when, okay, I was like 16. I had got out of juvenile hall and shit.
Yeah.
And my mom was trying to introduce me to the nigga.
Yeah.
And in reality, I wasn't like really looking too forward for it, cause you know the nigga been gone out my life.
Yeah, so much time.
You know, yeah, I felt some type of way. I'm like, nigga, all this time, you feel me? And plus, the nigga ain't keep it tough, so I'm like, I had some hatred, but I'm like, fuck it, moms was trying to get this nigga a chance, you feel me? So I'm like, shit, let's get this nigga a chance.
Yeah.
So first time I met this nigga, you feel me? He was just on some regular day glass shit. Like, nigga wasn't talking about nothing. Like, how you been? I was like, already made in my mind, yeah, this nigga love me. Like, I'm not making no relationship. That was that.
Yeah. Not fair. You look at it like, you ain't been here this whole time. At least you can come through with some energy, be excited.
On the hood, game plan, you feel me?
Yeah. Nah, for sure.
At least slide a nigga some money or something.
Yeah. As far as like your childhood, bro, were you like a good kid growing up? You was a bad kid growing up? What was that like?
Oh, I was a badass kid. Nigga had like problems for real, you feel me? So, like, it wasn't just, I didn't come out the womb, nigga, a little crazy, nigga, but, nigga, yeah, the shit that I went through growing up and shit, like, you know, I just fed off of that energy, nigga, and yeah, I was just a little badass kid, angry, nigga, yeah, always being super hyper, so, nigga, couldn't stop moving around and shit in class, so, I just had a fucked up ass mixture, you feel me? Like, yeah, something wrong with that little nigga, you feel, yeah, me? That was me.
You was getting kicked out of school and shit?
Kicked out of school. I got kicked out of school, when I was in fifth grade, elementary.
In the fifth grade.
Little ass nigga. I barely even remember, but my mom said it had something to do with the principal. I was acting up in the classroom, disrupting the class. They called the principal. And I remember this nigga. This nigga's name was Mr. Chides. Little fat Mexican nigga, right? Yeah. Every time I used to get in trouble, I'd go to that nigga office. He did not like me for shit. This nigga came in acting hella hard. He like, you disrupting the class, like yelling and shit. I was like, nigga, don't yell at me. And he was like, you need to get out the class now. I guess this nigga grabbed me by my sweater, like the collar and my shit.
That's the first mistake right there.
Hey, and I'm a little nigga too. I'm like, bro, I can't believe I did, because I know if a little kid would have, bop, nigga, stop playing.
Yeah.
But I guess I went back and boop. Crack that nigga in his chin, nigga. They wrap me up like a little pretzel, nigga. Took me to the principal's office. That's how I got expelled from the school.
That's crazy. Nigga, so, fired on the principal.
Yeah, and went straight from fifth grade. And then I stayed out of school for a fat minute trying to figure out what I was going to do. And then they sent me to continuation school.
Yeah. How was you? What continuation school, was that a little better for you? Or it was the same shit?
Continuation school, it probably just made me worse, but at the same time, there was other kids that was bad as fuck, so it's not like a nigga was, like, standing out in public school, you feel me?
You was like...
public school standing out, now I'm like, okay, nigga, I'm like, you know what I'm saying, nigga?
Continuation, everybody was kind of not... They might not been doing it to that extent, but they had to be doing something.
Some niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Something to get you there, you
right, really? Right. So everybody on the same shit, it just made a nigga worse, really, because, you know, everybody disrespectful. Nobody worry about doing no homework. None of that, niggas.
Nah,
you know, lounging around in class and shit, niggas. Niggas
cooling. Like, as far as growing up in Sacramento, I mean, what we see, if people don't know, I know, Sacramento is a dangerous place. A lot of shit goes on in Sacramento. Like, was that a crazy experience for you? Like, you feel me? Like, it's a lot of politics in Sac.
Yeah. See, the thing about Sacramento is, like you said, it's a lot of politics, but it's also like a lot of people siding with certain people, or a lot of people fuck with this people, your enemies, my enemies type shit.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of clicking up to go, you feel me?
Yeah.
And there might be one gang, and then under that, there's hella clicks too.
Yeah.
So it get confusing, you feel me? Niggas like don't know who riding with who. But for the most part, like, it's just too much shit going on all at once. Like, I kind of like try to stay, like, steer away from this shit. I don't really try to disrespect nobody hood or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like, I funk it with personal niggas, you feel me?
Yeah.
Personal niggas, they got beef, or they don't like me for some reason.
Yeah.
Then it's me and that nigga, you feel me? I don't be like dissing putting K to niggas in. I don't be dissing no dead nigga. I don't kicking candlelights, all that shit. That shit goofy to me, for real. But, I mean, when niggas be going through it, I feel it. Like, you know what I'm saying? One nigga go do it, then they go do it back. You feel me? They just... It's on a disrespectful level out there in Sac, because, you know, niggas actually getting dropped.
Yeah.
And afterwards, like, nigga making a mockery out of it, you feel me?
Yeah.
And
do you think it's kind of went too far with, like, the dissing the dead and you know, putting K after niggas' names and saying, nigga, I you get on YouTube, I ain't gonna lie, you can see some of the most disrespectful shit probably ever.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, me personally, like, I don't know, it's already, you feel me, fucked up as is, you feel me, it's just a war zone.
Yeah.
And you really can't blame niggas for doing shit like that, because it's like chain reaction. One nigga do it, and nigga like, okay, nigga, fuck that, like, nigga, I'm about to go. But in my eyes, like, I ain't with that shit. Even if I really hated nigga death or whatever the fuck, like, that's just gonna be between me and you.
Yeah.
And for those who know, you feel me?
Yeah.
It does, like, I don't know, it get critical, because, nigga, you can't be playing around with this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? I believe in, like, you get in, you receive what you put out. You feel me? As far as energy goes.
For sure.
And me too, I be trying to check myself, you know, if I've been, like, too much on drill shit, you feel me? Yeah. Fuck the ice or whatever the case may be. Slow it down a little bit, like, because I know, like, shit, sometimes I get in little situations or whatever, you feel me? And I'm like, nigga, I be speaking about this shit, nigga. It's the life, you feel me, that a nigga chose, so you gotta ride with it.
Yeah. Now, I mean, at least you're...
I'm gonna roll out of that. That was Rico Too Smooth there, letting you know what it's like growing up in Sacramento. And if you check out Innovators, the entire interview is there. And you can also go to No Jumper Clips, because Rico Too Smooth is responding to L.A. rappers who have been dissing him. So you got L.A. rappers, you know, you still have that beef going on in Northern, Southern California. You feel me, my nigga? Yeah. See, that's what happens when I hear that. I'm like, yeah. Like, know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? Because that's right. I grew up kind of in the hood, too. No, actually in the hood. Southern California. Little town called Bell Gardens. Yep. That's where Transplant from New Mexico ended up there. Billy Goat Acres. It wasn't Billy Goat Acres, though. I sure watched everyone grow up and join a bunch of gangs and stuff. So, you feel me, nigga? Yeah. See, I could say that because I grew up in the hood. Yeah. No, actually, look that up. Bell Gardens, California. Bicycle Club was there. Bicycle Club was a casino that they built when I was in high school, and then they, like, sponsored our prom. Well, of course, because they were running guns and drugs, probably still are, through that bicycle club. I said it. So they would come in and do stuff for the school. So, yeah. Not too much fun there, but it's over with. It was only 4 years, and yet we all still bring it up. Well, when I was in high school, it's like, fuck, it was only 4 years when I was in high school, fucking 80 years later. Like, damn, those 4 years really got in your head, huh? It does, though, because you're like, well, when I was in high school, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. When someone's talking to me, I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. Well, you know, when I was in junior high, like, holy shit, you're like, you can remember that right now? Fuck. After 2019 and all this shit that has happened, I don't even know. I can't remember shit half the time. Like, I don't want to. Who wants to? There's just so much that has gone on. So yeah, that was our interview there with Rico Smooth. And I'm going to jump into, let's jump right into Quan Brady, Bullies, featuring Rico Too Smooth. And it's an original music video. And if you go to Shimo, S-H-I-M-O Media on YouTube, you can see the video. And this is where everyone's collaborating together, and I can't find bios, can't find shit on anybody. So thankfully Rico gave us a little insight, and I gave you some information so you can check him out. So right now let's check out Quan Brady, another one without a bio, and Bullies featuring Rico Too Smooth, and we're showcasing Northern California rappers. That's right. There's a shout out to you guys up there. For you.
More like, well, you niggas don't respect me, you feel me? And I'll be chucking them all the time.
Nigga, either way. It just kind of, the reason I ask you that is because, like, I feel like, you feel me, now, you see it more, like, I think, emphasize, you know, black and brown, unified, be together, and then, you know, like, I mean, growing up, you feel me, growing up, sometimes black and Mexican, you know that? So it's like, with you being both, you got, like,
ASAP, bounce out and do my dougie on your block. Keep on stepping, keep a weapon for protection, I can't stop. We got toolies with them foolies and 100 on this chop. I'm a bully with this toolie, boy, you know you can't get popped. ASAP, bounce out and do my dougie on your block. Yeah, baby Drake, get to singing, round applause, you hear that clap. Spin they block and hit them once, they drop 100 on they hat. Fuck a truce, there ain't no peace with it, we in the streets with it. Better grab that mop stick, nigga, and get to clean with it. I'm EBK, but I ain't talking about no no Nightingale. Everybody killer. For the end, I dropped 100 shells. Free my niggas out them cells, I hope they get they bail. Free the gang up out them prisons in them county jails. Cut out and exposed, military taxes. They chalked them out and got them gone. Wrapped them in plastic. This shit get real, it ain't no playing when you in the field. That nigga started acting tough and got his brother killed. Keep on stepping, keep a weapon for protection, I can't stop. We got toolies with them foolies and 100 on this chop. I'm a bully with this toolie, boy, you know you can't get popped. ASAP, bounce out and do my dougie on your block. Keep on stepping, keep a weapon for protection, I can't stop. We got toolies with them foolies and 100 on this chop. I'm a bully with this toolie, boy, you know you can't get popped. ASAP, bounce out and do my dougie on your block.
All right, that was Quan Brady Bullies featuring Rico Too Smooth and featuring other shit that was running behind it because, you know, I'm rusty as far as running the board. So as we go here, I'll get better, I hope. So yeah, I hope you heard some of that. I was like, what is all this playing? That was fun. That was cool. This is what I like. These moments like this, candid moments, back on air. Got all kinds of shit running right now. I've got like all kinds of tabs open. I've got Spotify running. I got two phones over here, a laptop. Crazy. It's what I do. All right. Let's get to another track here from Shimo Media. Roadrunner is the guy that he's that one guy, Chewy that one guy on Instagram, but yet he's called Roadrunner. So I just, guys, we got to work on bios and we got to work on Roadrunner. But see, I'm not going to forget now that you're Chewy that one guy on Instagram, Roadrunner, so I guess that worked out for me. So, there's that. So just, you know, little suggestion, get some bios going. I like the collaborations. It's just, like, hard to differentiate between who's who without bios. But the music's fire, so what can we do? Roadrunner here with Step Hard featuring Rico Too Smooth and Little Nate the Goer. Official music video shot by Flakes. Shimo Media. So here we go. Some Roadrunner.
Damn, Ty.
Fucks where you from, I'm gon' step hard. Shooting shit like James Harden, I'm a shooting guard. Lil' baby, let his dick, I'm a shooting star. Lil' baby on my dick, ride me like a car, ayy. Fuck the suckers, you know how I'm coming, bitch. This young gang for the land, I'm tryna make him twitch. This gang signs look funny, niggas dying, bitch. This gang signs look funny, niggas dying, bitch. You tryna catch his fade, you could catch his hollow tips. You think your bitch loyal for the gang, she's sucking dick. My young life don't go to school, they tryna body shit. My young life don't go to school, they tryna body shit. Pipe down, fuck nigga, lay down. I've been watching you for a minute, but it's that time now. Stupid nigga slipping, now he dying, that's his fault now. Fucking on his bitch, she's sucking dick, my brother. Turn now, ayy.
You know what the fuck it is, bitch. Yanshu gang, nigga.
I'm at the bitch, I'm ready, yeah, I'm tryna hit this lick. I be trippin', don't be slippin', I be huggin' on this stick. I'm a Northside baby, we be thuggin' in this bitch. I'm a Northside baby, we be thuggin' in this bitch. Throwin' bullets like I'm ready, young gang is for the click. Suck a setty on my head, tell that bitch to suck my dick. Why you talkin' at your neck if you ain't rockin' for the click? Why you talkin' at your neck if you ain't rockin' for the click? Yeah, you see that suckin' nigga, watch his 40 doin' men. I got niggas doin' life, steady rockin' for that end. I got niggas doin' life, doin' skits up in the pen. You got niggas bitch. Out, dropping out up in the pen.
Nigga, fucking Northern Rider, fuck a PC.
Fuck a PC.
We gon' spin and double back like a CD.
Like a CD.
I got killers on the line up on GP. Make the wrong move, you gon' lose. That's a DP.
That's a DP.
Niggas say they in the field, but they not though.
They not
he
though.
Want the beef, he get folded like a taco.
Arrah.
Getting cold in these streets, grab your poncho.
Grab your poncho.
Don't fuck around with no snitch or take cottos. 559 to the 916. I keep that hammer on my waist in case they wanna trip. When you see that cop sign, you better not fucking trip. Cause if you do, that's your ass. Get me off the cliff.
I be sliding through the block,
try and get a nigga hit. I'm an east side baby, we be thugging in this bitch. Free the family off tops, they been known for doing skits. Little homie on the trip, cause it's trigger finger-ish. Look, I'm too smooth, road running like I'm 5'9". Tribe gang Pyrex with the mop ties. Nigga better have yours, cause I got mine. Blew that nigga fingers off, he threw the wrong sign. Ay, you ain't bout shit, you better pipe down. And when you suck this dick, bitch, you better not bite down. Thumbing through a couple bands, it's a light out. Goer made it to the top and they like how, bitch. I be really getting up on feet. I'm a fat nigga, but she like the way a nigga speaking. If I put her on this team, she ain't gon' hit you for a week. And if we see him in the Jackson, we gon' put him on this team, bitch.
Bitch. Roadrunner there. I love all that shit. So great. So, like, fucking disrespectful, though. Like, always suck a dick, bitch, you know? Well, yeah, I guess, huh? Is it disrespectful to everyone to hear songs like this? I don't think so. I don't feel disrespected. I think that shit hit. So that's fine. And if you suck dick, more power to you, you know? That's a skill. Good for you. Making songs about you even, see? Builds character. And something else. I don't know exactly what that is, but who knows? But most of these tracks, most of these rap tracks that I've listened to, you know, have a lot of dick in them. So, here's to dick in rap songs. And I'm going to look for more. That'll be the theme each week, you know, find a dick song, a dick track. Send me dick tracks, you know. Can't go wrong with that. I really can't say enough good things about dick tracks, right? Who loves a good dick track? Right here, right here. All right, let's get to one more. I'm losing my mind here. Rico Too Smooth with Low Cost Liquor, because, I mean, what goes good with a sucking dick but some low cost liquor, I guess. Anyone want to argue about that? Here we go. Low Cost Liquor, Rico Too Smooth. Let's see if they say dick.
Let that shit go.
Just waking up early morning, Northern California. Bitches on the blade and got niggas selling up on the corner. It's just another day up in the ghetto, when niggas gotta watch they back, tone the metal. Yeah, the hoe better have my chips. Don't make me have to stick my foot up in your ass, punk bitch. Saying Rico, 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 can't you see that I ain't no shit, bitch? I come with a beat. Got my gang from the OGs. Don't talk to the police. And since I started rapping, niggas act like they know me. I don't know why these niggas hate throwing sword on my name. Is it because I fucked they bitch and threw her ass away? Or is it cause a nigga rapping and they see me stacking? I come around, they hide they bitch from this cold Mac. 215 slapping in the trunk. Yeah, sound like an 8-straight pounding in the trunk. Go dance 24s on a Monte Carlo. Or I could get it in a 6-4 hopping in the Lolo. Northern Cali, Central Valley, into the Bay. They shutting down highways and they like to swing. Swing on us, get it hot and make it burn rubber. Skeet skirt down the block, watch out for the unders on Broadway. And today was a good day. Watching all the old school bands, smoking on the dank. I could get it in the 61 or 62. I could lay it to the ground and make it drop the roof. 63 candy paint or a 64. No more drink, it's time to go to the liquor store. No more drink, it's time to go to the liquor store. No more drink, it's time to go to the liquor store.
All right, low cost liquor. You're out of drink, you gotta go to the liquor store and get some more liquor. We didn't hear any dick references, but kind of. But not really. He didn't really say dick, but it's alright. I'm always gonna be on the lookout for a good dick track, you know? Do you know? Who doesn't like a good dick track? Do you like a good dick track? I know I do. Along with, never mind. I won't say it. Anyway, All right, guys. I really want to thank you for tuning in for this episode of the Grab Bag Show and letting me share my personal life with you. And then next episode will be the most recent family member and what happened there. So that's going to be quite a show. So I want to get to all of you right now. I really want to thank you for, we've received donations and it was so exciting. Like I saw people sent even like 30 cents. I was so excited. That was exciting to me. That's exciting. I appreciate it. Times are tough right now. And even you sending 30 cents, 50 cents, whatever, that's fantastic. Thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you that's donating right now. Or keep saying donation, but hit the tip button. Leave us a tip since we can't use donations or whatever because the credit card company got all weird or whatever. So, but you can get a tip. Make it make sense. I don't know. Someone sits there and thinks about all this shit and wording and whatever. Now, I'd asked you guys to leave comments during that first show. And, of course, the system got backlogged like it always does. No matter what, every time I've said, like, oh, leave me messages. And, you know, and we're here, we are 2024 and still had the same problem. But luckily, we have the software. So we reset the system and it purged out and pushed out your messages. So I don't know if you sent these on the first show or the second show. But I was so, I mean, at a loss for words and like teary-eyed reading the things that you sent me. Because I was like prepared for, I don't know what. I'm always prepared like, oh my gosh, you know, what if I said something? Someone's going to be offended, like, holy shit. It's never really happened. You know, I just keep it 100. I'm sharing my personal shit with you about what happened to my family members with, you know, the hospitals and fucking shots and shit. I'm just sharing, you know, what I have going on. And I don't judge anyone for any reason. Taking a vaccine, believing in God, not believing in God, whatever. I love everyone. And everyone should just accept everyone, no matter what your beliefs are. And we shouldn't be forced to do things like take fucking injections because the government wants us to. Or whatever. Like, everything should be a choice in this life. And I don't feel like we have a choice. These fuckers that are rich at the top, it's like all of a sudden they're telling us, you know, oh, here's what you're gonna do with this and that. It's like, just because we don't have the resources to lord over everybody and tell everybody what to fucking do, I don't get why. What makes you, because you are rich and manipulated shit and have money, makes you the fucking authority on my body and on medications and shit? Because you're making money. There's fucking herbs, castor oil, there's all kinds of shit, all kinds of supplements, but you don't want us taking that. You want us like taking all this other shit. Now, am I saying that we don't need doctors and hospitals? That's not true. You need surgeons. You know, you need antibiotics for infections. You do need those things. But a lot of the other medications, you don't need any of that shit. A lot of it just makes you more sick. They don't address the problem or the issue. They don't help anyone, male or female, balance their hormones or figure out how to fast or figure out how to detox, any of that. It's always, oh, here's a prescription, here's some pills, fuck off, you know? And it just keeps it spinning. So I am grateful to all of you for letting me voice my opinion and let you know what happened with my family. And next week's show is going to be a doozy. Probably do 3 hours. Probably do music and then talk and then music because it's a lot. And I'll see if you can help me get through it. I'll see how I do. I don't know. That one's got me nervous because it's been quite a beginning to 2024. So we'll see how I do. And I'm glad you will all be there with me. So I want to get to the comments and the messages you left. Let's start with Olivia in Burbank. Hi, Olivia. How are you doing? So glad to hear from you. Thank you. Thank you for saying hi. And I want to get to our next person here that sent me a message. and loves the new shows. That's Greg in El Paso. Thank you, Greg. That's right near my hometown of Las Cruces. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know we're from New Mexico. We transplanted to California and went through all that there. Very interesting. So I want to thank you, Greg from El Paso, for saying hello. I really appreciate you. And you're loving the new shows. Well, I'm going to keep them coming. I keep doing it. And that definitely leads me on down to Mia. Keep them coming from Bakersfield. Will do, Mia. I will do my best. And I'll try not to saturate it with too much opinionated conversation, let's just say. But I've got to get through next week and that show. And then we'll see where we land. So I definitely will appreciate your comments and your help. And just am ever so grateful that you're all out there and that you're sending messages in. And that leads me right down to Jenna from Santa Monica. And she's loving the new shows in the morning. And I thank you, Jenna, so much in Santa Monica. I appreciate you. And well, let's get on down here to Marcus. Marcus loves hearing my voice. Thank you, Marcus, in Lubbock, Texas. I appreciate you, Marcus. Thank you. Leading on down here to a message from Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Lisa worked in the offices there in Burbank at Warner Brothers when we were there in Burbank at the station. Lisa is now in Modesto, and she's a mom. Congratulations, Lisa. That's great. Oh, my gosh. It's just all this time has gone by, and everyone's grown up, and it's amazing. And congratulations, and I hope you enjoy every minute, every second of motherhood, because it goes by so fast. So that is so great. I'm so glad you're tuning in, Lisa. Let me get on down here now to Sammy. Sammy's been listening since 2015, and Sammy is in Waco, Texas. Sammy, I appreciate you. Oh my, it's 2015, what, right? All this time later, it's crazy. Like, you guys are still out there. You're still listening. Ever so grateful, ever so humbled by all of it. And I'm so happy to be back and talking to each and every one of you. I appreciate all these beautiful comments, and it was awe-inspiring all the way. I want to get down now to Jenna in Bakersfield. That's right, Jenna in Bakersfield. And you know, she's been listening as well. And just the way you needed me, Jenna, I needed you too. Definitely needed you too. I deviated on this culinary extravaganza career, and I'm so grateful to be back. This is my one true love. I love cooking, but this definitely takes the cake. Broadcasting, talking to all of you, knowing all of you since, you know, 2015, and when we started the station, it was KYHY in 2008, so wow. And now I want to get on down here to Cork, Ireland, to Fitzgerald Moon. Wow, I really appreciate you tuning in from Ireland. That's so exciting. And I can't thank you enough for what you said. And the station wasn't the same without me. And I'm ever so humbled by that. And just appreciative to all of you. And recognizing, you know, that the shows were in rotation and with all these things going on. And I know I'm going to touch more on that as we go and let you know some more of what's gone on. But I'm just like awe-inspired by hearing that the station, that I was missing from the station and that you noticed. It's wow. Let's get on down to Mark. Your favorite show, Mark, there in Fargo, North Dakota. And I thank you, Mark, so much. I mean, I can't even wrap my head around that. Like your favorite show, the Grab Bag Show. Like, wow. That's incredible and amazing. And just, it pays homage to all the things that we've been through. Sacrifices. At the end of the day, to know that I'm your favorite show and you're all the way in Fargo, North Dakota. And we don't even know each other, but yet, like, we know each other. And I love that. I love that. Aisha in Bristol, UK. She said it was like catching up with an old friend. And I'm really glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back. You have no idea. And it does feel like catching up with an old friend. It really does. And you're all still right there. And here we are communicating. And it's incredible. I can honestly say that you, the listeners, have treated me better than people I grew up with. And even my own family members. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You've always been so kind and fantastic. Where I know I could just go out and have like a beer or a cup of coffee or hang out with each and every one of you. And that's an incredible feeling to know that. You know, sometimes blood and growing up with people doesn't mean shit. Sometimes the energy that you get from people that you don't even, you know, haven't even met face to face is the best energy and the best friends and lifelong friends. So I, that's what I consider all of you, lifelong friends. And I hope one day to meet any of you, all of you. That'd be great. That would be so fun. See, that's why I want to get the venue together and get things going, get venues in different states and meet you guys, do meet and greets. And you know, it's time to do big. We're dreaming big, but it's time to go big. So I really appreciate that, Aisha. Like, wow. And I want to get on down to Tony from Santa Fe, New Mexico, back home in New Mexico. Thank you for welcoming me back. Thank you so much. Tony's been listening since 2010. I appreciate that, Tony. Wow. And back home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's fantastic. Emily in Asheville, North Carolina said I was a bright spot on Indie 100 and missed my music and my good humor. I really appreciate that, Emily. And I'm going to do my best to try to keep the tracks coming, researching and looking for good music, and try to get some cool jokes in there and not be too weird. But you know, I'm weird, so the weird's going to come out for sure. I want to get down to Fiona in Galway, Ireland. And Fiona, you're grateful I'm back. I'm grateful I'm back. And thank you so much for the message. And I'm so grateful that you're listening. I can't say, I'm like getting like all choked up because it's like, what do I even say to each and every one of you? Like, thank you is just not enough. It really isn't. And Jack in Branson, Missouri, 2010 listener, likes the music that I pick and my humor. I appreciate that because not a lot of people like indie music and not a lot of people like my humor. So, you know, I appreciate the support and the listenership. And that you're right there, and it's like incredible. Like I can't even. It's just so weird because you broadcast and like, you know, I know there's listeners out there, and it's just like there's a bunch, and it's like to hear from you all these years later is amazing, and made my day, making my day right now. Priya Patel in the UK, bomb music, and I was missed. Patel. Are you related to Samantha? Hi, Samantha, if you are. And I thank you for that. Bomb music, I'm trying. I'm looking. Throw some weird tracks in there too, but I'm going to try to keep it pushing. I've got Carlos in Laredo, Texas. Listening since 2012. Also likes my music and my humor. I love it. You love my humor and my music. My weird humor that people I grew up with in my family are like, oh fuck, you know, shut her the fuck up. But you know what, that's fine, because we forgive everyone around here. Forgive everyone. We don't hate, we participate, so it's fine. But Carlos in Laredo loves my humor, and so does Jack, and so does Aisha, and a few others. And I appreciate all of you. Thank you, Carlos from Laredo. And we've got Sarah from Dover. Is it Folkrot? Loves my humor and that I bring it all together. Thank you, Sarah. I really, that your message was, wow. like the fact that you, Carlos and Sarah, like wrote a lot, and I read it and I just was like teary eyed and couldn't even speak. Can't even speak right now. I don't like getting teary eyed, but it happens. And I just really, really appreciate all of you for sending messages and for just indulging me, my humor, my music. And even after being gone for all this time and coming back in, and you're all right here and super supportive. I it's incredible. And I love and appreciate each and every one of you. And I can't thank you enough for tuning into Indie 100. We appreciate you listening from all around the world. And on that first show, I talked about how we've gone to investors and they don't understand the indie audience. They don't understand our station. They don't understand that it's completely listener and band supported. And that's why I'm asking for tips so that we can do some cool stuff. And let's make it happen. We're going to make it happen. It's all going to work out. I feel like things are all going to work out. For those of you that are worried around the world and worried about all the stuff going on, don't worry. Things are going to work out. They have a funny way of working out. Now, not everything's going to work out, because you'll hear my show next week. And then you're going to be maybe wondering why I'm so optimistic, you know, and I wonder myself too. So I don't want to spoil it. So we'll talk about it all next week on the show. But that's going to be something. And with your help, we'll get through it. And I'll get through it. And we'll get through it together. And I appreciate all of you for your comments. And leave more comments, please. Let me know anything. How you're doing. What do you want to hear? Or how, you know, what's good? What's been good? What's been going on all this time? How do you feel? Anybody out there grieving? Anybody lose people? Pets? Anything? Talk about it. Send me a comment. I'll talk about it. Anybody working in the culinary industry and talk about that shit show, message me and I'll include that into a future show. So it's great to be back here on Indie 100, Deidre 100. And I'm going to get to another track here from Callan Brown. And the track is called Mexico. And Callan Brown is a multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter based out of San Antonio, Texas. He's got www.callan, C-A-L-L-A-N, Brown, music.com. And a bio on his website. Yes, Callan. Yes. Good job. I'll let you go to callanbrownmusic.com and check out his bio because he did the work. So let's get to Callan Brown right now. And let's get to Mexico. See what's going on down there in old Mexico. Let's get to it now. Callan Brown. I'm so excited. I'm over here just still reading everything and thanking all of you and appreciative. And let's get to it now. Going down to old Mexico here with Callan. Sending this out to all of you out there in Texas and New Mexico and just in the surrounding areas back home. Love you guys. Deidre 100, Indie 100.
Hop on a flight to the wild unknown and down south for a chance out of Mexico. Go find a girl with the bleach blonde hair, ice in her eyes, and they cry only if you dare. She said, don't you wanna hide underneath the line down in Mexico? Turn up the tide, it's a moon-filled night, clear as the one on the run, hanging on for life. Can't hear a thing with the sparks playing loud, just like the wind in the night, whisper to me now. She said, don't you wanna down where the night turns to day. But chase it back with the words I heard you say. She said, don't you wanna hide underneath the night down in Mexico?
Callan Brown there with Mexico. Born and raised in San Antonio, Texas, Callan has always had a love for music from an early age. He was drawn to instruments and making up songs. He played in his church's youth band on whatever instrument was needed. He began writing songs as a teenager, soon recorded his first record in Nashville, and released an EP of originals and covers in 2013. In college, he began playing at restaurants and other venues, learning to adapt to crowds and play a variety of genres. And beginning his pursuit of a career in music in 2017, he moved back to San Antonio, where he began to record his own songs at home. At this time, Callan started on staff at First Presbyterian Church leading worship, where he still works today, combining his love for God with his love for music. That's great. In 2019, he began working with producers on a project called Mount Bonnell, a series of singles released in the following couple of years. In early 2023, he released his self-produced collection of songs he wrote during 2020 called Weight of Life, and is currently releasing his first full-length album, Places in My Mind. So check him out, Callan Brown, and he's got his website, and he's got his bio up there on his website where I just read the bio off there. So thank you, Callan, for getting your bio up there. That's how you got to do it, guys. All right, we're going to get to another track here. It's a track from Goofy Geese. And I guess Goofy Geese calls their fans goslings. So Goofy Geese is a duo consisting of Matt Yeager and Kaja Milena Havik. The project, as we know it today, formed through a musical chemistry, especially through their mutual love for the Brazilian bossa nova. They debuted their first collab music in 2022 and released their EP, Bouquet, which has garnered significant attention globally. Throughout this period, the duo has diligently crafted more music for their audience and are now working on putting together their debut album. Goofy Geese's debut album embodies a stronger connection to the natural elements and carries a more organic and tasteful feel. While their playful trademark remains intact, their new music appears to have matured a bit. It delves deeper, exudes greater strength, while embracing an even goofier approach. So this track is called Bam Bam by Goofy Geese, and we're going to check it out right now. Ooh, I like it. Like it already.
Have you seen her walk? She's turning heads as she moves through the city. All the way she talks, cashmere voice. The way she says my name, I wanna dance to the sound of it. To her it's not a game. She wouldn't let me in to let me down. She's heaven sent.
hope you like that. Goofy Geese and Bum 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 Bum. I can sing that part. So let's get to Alex Ohm, and the track is called Joy. And I'll get to their bio after the track. Enjoy this one, it's fun.
Same time, same place, same job, different day, get in line and daydream. There must be something for me, I just keep sinking. I just keep thinking, cause I feel caught up in a new kind of low. Like I'm losing my mind and I'm losing control. There's gotta be something somewhere. There's gotta be something out there in a world that feels so great. You light the sky and you pay in the day. J-O-Y. J-O-Y. You can hang the pictures on the wall. Wait for the quake till they break and they fall. Just a little piece of mind. You take it in your stride. Well, there you go again, putting yourself down. Pick yourself up, pick yourself up in a world that feels so great. You light the sky and you paint the day. J-O-Y, J-O-Y. I don't wanna be your anchor, wanna be your boy. I wanna feed you love, I wanna taste the joy.
Joy. And his story, Alex Ohm's alternative cinematic symphonies reflect the wide range of influences that inspire his work and come together to create his band's unique sound. Midlands-based songsmith, Ohm has become a renowned name on the local music scene and beginning to make a name for himself far and wide. With several sold-out shows already under his belt, Alex is also open for the likes of Ian Brown, The Charlatans, Ocean Color Scene, and Peter Dougherty, to name a few. The band has been busy since releasing their debut EP at First Drop in 2017. By 2018, the band stormed numerous festivals across England, including Isle of Wight Festival, Why Not Festival, Truck Fest, and Tramlines. 2020 saw a triumphant start with a sold-out show for BBC Introducing and Nottingham's Rough Trade. They released two singles, with one of those, Hours, raising money for the mental health charity. Despite the crippling pandemic, Alex managed to play sold-out, socially distanced gigs, as well as holding an online Ohm Alone tour. 2021 has seen the Lost Persons Meeting Point EP and great reviews from press and radio. The band has numerous live dates and festivals to play this summer, and they released Joy on the 25th of June. And Ohm claims that Joy is the happiest song he's ever written. And it is a happy little tune. It's nice to have a happy, catchy, nice little tune. It was great. Alex Ohm, check him out. And we're getting down here to the end of the Grab Bag Show for this week. And this episode was dedicated to Oops's dog, Jackie, named after the weed strain Jack Hare. And she got cancer in her paw from glyphosate, and he had to put her down last April 2023. So next week's episode will focus on the most recent family member that I lost, May 7th of 2024, not too long ago. And I'm still processing. It's surreal. For those of you that have gone through things like this, it's like, damn, am I going to be like the last fucking person left in my family? It seems like it. Fuck. You know, you don't anticipate that shit. It's crazy. And we have a, you know, my mom's side of the family is pretty big and two different marriages or whatever, so, and they act like it too, so. Yeah, but her side's really taking a hit, so, between her brother and my uncle and her, so. There's that, and then we lost Jackie. And then next week's episode, I will talk to you about who I lost on May 7th of this year. So it's been one each year, like I said. It's been a lot going on. But it's, you know, we are all going to die. We're all going to die. Hopefully all go to a good place together. You know, it's just hard when it's all at once, or a lot of people are losing multiple family members right now, and it's just crazy. So I'm sure you can relate. And if you can't relate, I'm glad you can't relate, because I couldn't relate before, and now shit. Wow. You know, and I'll have to tell you about the signs that I got, and I'll just, it's a lot. So I've learned a lot. I've transitioned a lot. I've grown a lot. The universe has pushed me and kicked me in the ass, and look where I'm at, back on air where I needed to be. The universe did that. The universe has a funny fucking way of fucking with you and removing the most important people in your life to kick you in the dick and tell you get back to what the fuck you're supposed to be doing, which is this. And it was just everything. It was everything in excuses, but also living with narcissists and just people, family members being really fucked up with me, and me kind of just closing into myself and just getting through it. So it's been a lot. And now it's a whole new journey, a whole new day. And as of September 1st, my sign Libra is at the end of a 16-year cycle. It was in a retrograde since 2008 when we started the station. I can't believe it, to now. And it was this big retrograde that's just ending, like the end, like end of September, and I'm supposed to come out on top. And it's crazy how all this has just happened, and we're back. I'm back on air, and it's just surreal what the universe, the messages you'll get, and the things that'll happen. And you just have to follow the signs, and you have to do what you need to do, and you have to be a good person. Forgive everybody. Fuck, that's hard. Fuck, that shit's hard. Forgive everybody. Like, fuck. Like, fucking forgive you. You know, and I'm like the kind that are like, I fucking forgive you, you fucking asshole. Fuck. Fucking forgive you. I'll forgive you. Jesus would want me to, or I guess I just want to. I don't know. Fucking forgive you, asshole. You know? I still do it like that. I still forgive you, but I can still call you a fucking asshole. You're a fucking asshole, but I still forgive you, asshole. People have been real shitty. Real fucking shitty with the whole 2020 shit. At the stores, that someone not want to sell me an extra loaf of bread, and it's like, oh man, so much with that. I'm sure you all went through your own shit. And apparently we're going to go through it again because we got monkeypox or some bullshit going on, or whatever the fuck's going on. I don't know. What say you? You know my opinion. And it's just so much to deal with. So don't let them fucking scare you. Don't do shit that you don't need to do. If they're not fucking doing it, why should you? No. Fuck that. We did that shit. Arrows on the floor. We did all that shit. And what came of it? Nothing. Like, just wanted to see if we would do it. Like the germs were gonna follow a fucking pattern on the floor. Crazy. And we did it. I did it too. I walked down the arrows around the aisles in the store. What the fuck? What the fuck? They were fucking with us. Fucking with us hard with that shit. So, all that said, a lot of good things happened in 2020. We locked down and people created bands and people made music and people made sourdough and people learned that they could work from home and people changed careers. And, you know, I became a personal chef in that time and left the fucking restaurants and the bullshit. And personal chef has been great. And I'm ready to kind of ease off of that and slide back in here and do this every day. I do this every day. Look for music, talk to you. Love it. So hit those tip. Hit that tip button. Send in some support for us and for you. Especially for you. So we can do cool stuff coming up here as soon as we can. We're working on it. We got this though. The universe didn't flip my fucking world upside down to not make it happen for myself and for you guys too. So thank you, universe. Thank you for the eye-opening experience. Appreciate it. Have to say that. All right, guys. Getting down here to the end of the Grab Bag Show for this episode. I'm going to catch up with you on the next episode. I'm going to leave you here with a track by Adam Wendler. And it's a really great track. I really like it. And I hope you do too. And Adam is basically a hippie cowboy Canadian artist. And he's played over 1,000 concerts in the past few years. 1,000. Wow. That's a lot. He's a platinum guitarist and co-writes music. Adam has created a surf country sound that defies boundaries, blending pop elements with folk, country, indie, house, and a touch of rock. His music has something for everyone, always tied together by his distinct vocals. Oops, lost my place. There it is. His distinct vocals. Sorry about that. And smooth guitar playing. Recently, his song The Pretty Things was featured in the Warner Brothers motion picture Over and Out. His work ethic is second to none, and he is undeniably an artist on the rise. So I hope you enjoy this track from Adam Wendler, and you can check him out on Spotify and various other platforms. Adam Wendler, and let's get to the track. Bittersweet Taste of Home. Because that's kind of been my experience. The past 4 years. So Bittersweet Taste of Home. When I got to go home in 2020, New Mexico, hang out with grandma and uncle. And thankfully I did, because then he passed crazy right after that. So I hugged my grandmother. She's still alive to this day. So I don't regret any moment that I went back home, but it was bittersweet. And it's even more so bittersweet now because I have one uncle left there now. And it just seems like all of our family is just gone. A lot of them have dropped dead and a lot of things have happened. And it's a small town. So, you know, I don't have those kind of like safety nets to land in back home anymore. I have my one uncle. And, you know, he and I are kind of left out of this big family where no one's talking to each other and it's completely dysfunctional, and it's sad. So I'm gonna dedicate this to myself. Adam Wendler, Bittersweet Taste of Home. Deidre 100 here on Indie 100 for the Grab Bag Show. I want to thank each and every one of you for all your comments. Send me more comments, questions. Hit the tip button. Let's build Indie 100 up to what it needs to be, which is listener and artist owned. And I can't thank you enough for tuning in today. You stay safe out there for this holiday that we're having here in September. And meditate, listen to the signs, follow the universe, and always think good things and forgive everyone. And if you're grieving and know someone that's grieving, be kind to yourself and to others. Because it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. And you don't know until you don't necessarily know until you go through it. And then you have a realization of, wow, you know, sometimes you just have to be kind no matter what a person's acting like or what's going on. Because you never know what's going on in their lives. Like, truly, truly never know. I had a couple of people approach me, and I'll tell you the story next week. I fucking snapped. I was like, the fuck? You know? Because I was like, goddamn. Like, fucking grieving over here, bitch. The fuck? The fuck is wrong with you? Who the fuck talks to people like this? And I'm like, damn, this is how people... You see, I don't do that to people. I never said stupid shit like, they're in a better place. Or, I mean, fuck. Just shut the fuck up with that shit, you know? That's where I'm at. Like, fuck. Why? Why say stupid shit? Don't say anything at all. And that's even worse. The ones that don't say anything at all are the ones that ask you, how are you doing? And then you answer them honestly, like, you know what? It's fucked up. Today sucks. I didn't get out of bed. I haven't showered. Fucking hate everything. And then they don't respond or message you back. And it's like, be careful when you ask, how are you doing? Be ready for it. I only ask how a person's doing if I'm ready for them to come out with whatever. It could be bad. It could be a bad thing. So when you ask people, how are you doing, to make conversation, choose another phrase or some other topic of conversation. Because when you say, how are you doing, the person may answer you honestly like I did. And I didn't realize how stressed out I was and how I was going to answer like that. And I was like, well, for fuck's sake, man. You know, and then you've got like friends from school and shit, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys too? You know? Like, a friend here lives in fucking town. Fucking grew up with this bitch. And on a public comment on Instagram, she's like, reach out. Sure, bitch. In the middle of all this shit, reach out. Fucking reach out. What? You know where I fucking live. You reach the fuck out. And I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Fuck maintaining fucking friendships. If they don't want to be your fucking friend, they don't want to be there for you. And I'm the type of person, and I don't need you to do this for me, but I would have dropped my shit had something happened to her. And we're running over there like a fucking goofball, you know, and put myself to the side, like I've always done, to help everybody else out. So when you start losing people, and you see how people act. Now, I still will help people. I still want to do all this stuff, but I take care of myself first. I used to drop everything and just run for everybody else. Run for everybody else. And then I realized, you can't fucking save anybody. I'm human. I couldn't save my uncle. I couldn't save my mom. I couldn't save Jackie. And I couldn't save my other family member. I'm human. So, you know, I'm the caregiver of, like, the whole family. The black sheep. The generational curse breaker. And then you start to realize that shit. And you're like, well, fuck, I'm going to take care of myself. What the fuck? And not to say, yeah, I do take care of myself. I do. I love myself. But there were times where I would just spend money on money that I needed and spend it on family members and friends. Or go running and put my plans to the side to go support them during their shit. And it's like, when you look back, would they have done that for me? No. Do I expect that, though? No. But then I look at it like, what about taking care of yourself, girl? Take care of yourself. So remember that. Theme for the week. Take care of yourself. Be kind. Be compassionate. Watch out, because you got a lot of grievers out there. And, you know, if someone's grieving, just sometimes be quiet and listen. Don't say stupid shit. Because sometimes, you know, people say stupid shit. And it's fucked up. So think before you speak, or don't speak at all. Just be there. Be the shoulder to lean on. Or if you can't be there, don't. Don't offer yourself then. There's that too. Guaranteed. There is that. So, with all that said, I'm setting you up for next week. It'll probably be a 3-hour show. Got a lot to talk about. And then I'll see where I branch out from there. And, you know, it's a whole new day. It's a whole new month. It's a end of this year almost. And it's been a crazy 4 years, is all I can say. And I'm glad to be back. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'll elaborate more as I go what's going on and why we you know, haven't been on air and talked to you about grieving, talked to you about having narcissistic family members, and just all of it. And indie music, of course, the number one thing, and getting comments from you and you hitting that tip button. Ever so humble and appreciative for all of you. Now let's get to Adam Wendler, Bittersweet Taste of Home. Dedicating this to myself and anyone else out there that's lost a bunch of family members in these past few years, or at any time, or any grieving, or anybody, even if you're not grieving and don't understand and just want to understand, you know, I hope you don't ever have to understand, because fuck, damn. You know, I was that person, like, you know, my family's intact, big family, didn't think nothing about it, and then it's just one after the other, like, fuck. And, you know, you realize we're all going to die, and, you know, I knew that already, but it's something when they're so close to you, so close to you. So keep that in mind and be kind to each other. I thank each and every one of you for your comments. And let's get to Adam Wendler now at the end of the Grab Bag Show here on Indie 100, here with Deidre 100, keeping it 100, as always, on the motherfucking Grab Bag Show. I love each and every one of you. I will catch up with you next week. Peace.
Should have called, they could have warned you. The truth was too hard to explain. They moved the factory across the border, and I'm the only one that stayed. When your daddy sold the old family home, they put up new apartments in its place. It's a damn tough life full of sacrifice. So when I drink, I only drink it straight. Bittersweet, it's the taste of home. No, this ain't my first rodeo. Was a better man when I held you close. Wonder where we'd be if you didn't go. Burns like diesel in the engine. I'd come and see you if I could. Maybe I can't learn a lesson, or I'm just misunderstood. Like a house torn down in this empty town, I'm the bricks that were forgotten, left behind. It's a damn tough life full of sacrifice, drinking whiskey as I watch the world go by. Bittersweet, it's the taste of home. No, this ain't my first rodeo. Was a better man when I held you close. Until our spirits turned to ghosts, I would walk the line, I would you there with the glass half full. Still I would share, though I'm older now, I will always care. But do you still think of me somewhere? Yeah.